big week. Wake up in the morning. Christy revealed on Monday she's having a major back operation. So I organised the psychic in stilettos to reveal to Christy how the surgery and recovery will go.
No problems at all. This operation is very actually quite easy and it'll be quite fine. And then we're going to be onwards and upwards from there.
She's like freaking out here. Like
I am.
Only 24. No.
But then the tables were turned. Watch out, Zane.
I think Zane's not going anywhere. I think Christy's the one he needs to be worried about because she's got agendas and missions and ideas, and if she gets tired of something, she'll move on to the next thing. I think you guys are a really good match because of that beautiful balance of energies, and I don't see why it couldn't continue beautifully for a long time. I think a little bit still yet to be decided.
The description you gave for Zane is like...
It's him.
It's him to a T.
Hands off.
Look, I'm going to be honest, I'm a little jealous. Phil from Human Nature joined us this week to discuss what 1999 Human Nature would say if they knew they'd be playing in Vegas in 2014. What do you reckon, you know, 1999 version of Human Nature would say if you were told back then that you'd be, you know, on the strip in Vegas performing 5 nights a week?
I think we probably would have got you committed. maybe asked if we could share whatever alcohol you were drinking.
Yeah.
Guy Sebastian was on the show as well. And the biggest question that needed answering was, what the hell was up with his Halloween costume?
Mr. Guy Sebastian joins us this morning. Hey, Guy.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Now, before we get into things, I've got to ask you one question. What the hell was with the Halloween costume?
Obviously, ladies loved it.
We looked at the photo about 20 minutes ago and look, you know, we were both drawn to,
Were you packing?
Your package. How do we say it, you know?
There's a few people and some people are going, oh, did you put socks down there and that? I'm like, don't be stupid.
Well, that was my next question.
Oh, it's all natural.
Who haven't seen it, let us paint a picture. It's lycra and it looks like a 10-year-old girl would wear it. So you've done well. You've done well.
A 10-year-old with humongous nuts.
Anya, the winner of The Voice 2013, let loose on her mentor, will.i.am's long list of specialties.
Let's get it started.
Any time somebody would say, oh, will.i.am, I like your hat.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is will.i.am.
You'd be like, yeah, man, I got factories. I make hats. So we have this running joke within our house now that whenever, oh, I like your thing, and we're like, yeah, man, I got factories, and nobody gets it but us. But you will get that, won't you?
No, I get that. And it's just, but it was when I was over there. It is ridiculous. Like, you wouldn't think one guy can do so many different things, but he does. And you just get so jealous, and you just go, oh, I wish I was intelligent enough or just had the energy to do stuff like that.
So he legit does have numerous factories of random things.
He does. And he designs all this random stuff. His new sunglasses, the watches, same with shoes. Like, his brother designs shoes now.
Lawson got evicted from the Big Brother house, both Kat and Lawson. And Lawson was on the show, so we asked him all about his ex-girlfriends and why she walks her cat.
I'm not sitting with Kat here and I haven't seen her today or anything like that. So I can only speak for myself and I'm not sure on what the quotes are that you are speaking about, but I can, you know, wholeheartedly say that, like, in the same sense of, you know, humans aren't robots, of me getting those emotions.
Lawson, I'm going to take this opportunity to ask you right now, are you okay?
I am okay. I'm doing okay. And it's, like I said, it's just like, I'm just going to take it day by day. And it is hard when you know, you hear people think that I don't feel remorse or don't be upset.
Another big week this week. Wake up with Christy weekdays from 6 on Star FM.